USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says he did not warn Vladimir Putin about meddling in the 2020 election during a phone call on Friday and said the Russian president was not surprised allegations that Moscow colluded with the Trump campaign proved false.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse. But he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
Democrats are splintered by calls to impeach the president, but they found another common enemy and an alternate political foil in Attorney General William Barr. Calls for Barr's resignation erupted across the Democratic Party this week after he testified before the Senate and rebuffed the House. A panel of federal judges ruled Friday that Ohio's congressional districts were unconstitutionally drawn up by the Republicans for their political advantage, and it ordered a new map for the 2020 elections. Republican officials say they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham will give White House Special Counsel Robert Mueller a chance to tell his side of the story, but that isn't the same as promising to let Mueller testify before his committee, as Democrats are demanding. Graham sent Mueller a letter Friday inviting him to provide testimony if there was any misrepresentation in Attorney General William Barr's recollection of conversations the two men had regarding characterizations of Mueller's report on the two-year investigation into possible misconduct by the president. On Wednesday, Barr appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which Graham chairs. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been touring flooded communities in Scott County along the Mississippi River, and she tells WHBF.
We're looking at this from a short-term, intermediate, and long-term. So it's to make sure that we collect the information that we need so we can get that turned around into FEMA so we can get this county designated so that can help the individuals, and then just to be as humble as we can for as we begin the recovery process.
Parts of Davenport, Iowa remain underwater, and across the river in Rock Island, Illinois, the river has reached record levels. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today's jobs numbers show the lowest unemployment rate in a half century. The Labor Department report also pointed to higher hourly wages, but Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says it's not universal.
Although we have good gross numbers, Americans, many are hurting as far as their own income is concerned. In the workforce, they have to work more than one job. The income they're receiving is not adequate in order to deal with their just basic needs of life. We have not seen a fair distribution of the wage growth in America.
President Trump, speaking to reporters Friday at the White House, says he's happy to run in 2020 on the economy.
The economy is unbelievable. We're at 3.6% unemployment. That's the lowest number since 1969.
On Friday, the Labor Department announced that the economy added 263,000 jobs, and hourly wages grew by 0.2% in April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Index of top stocks has been hovering near its record high in recent days. Gross domestic product rose by 3.2% in the first quarter. Speaking to leaders of three churches in Louisiana that were burned by an arsonist, Vice President Mike Pence said Friday the churches will continue to enjoy strong support and rebuilding should begin soon.
The best days for these three churches, for faith in Louisiana and faith in America, are yet to come.
Pence and President Trump have been accused of not paying enough attention to the attacks on the churches, which authorities say were committed by the son of a local sheriff's deputy. Holden Matthews has pleaded not guilty to arson and other charges. Media company Sinclair Broadcasting Group is buying Fox's regional sports networks for $9.6 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.